Chapter 18, The Arch Preposterous. Beelzebub continued, "My first meeting with the three-centered being, who later became my essence friend, and thanks to whom I saw these experiments with the omnipresent Okidano, took place in the following circumstances. You must know that at the beginning of my exile to that solar system, certain essence friends of mine, who had not taken part in the events that caused my exile, carried out in relation to me personally the sacred process which exists in the universe under the name of the sacred Vishnu Shlitzval. That is to say, they implanted in the presence of certain corresponding three-centered beings by means of another sacred process called Askal Nuazar, the impulse that objective science describes as trusting another as oneself. Well then, soon after my arrival in the solar system Ors, I began visiting its various planets. And when I first descended to the surface of the planet Saturn, it turned out that one of the beings who had undergone the sacred action of Vishnu Shlitzval in regard to my person was what is called there the Harachachuri of all the three-centered beings arising and existing on that planet. On the planet Saturn, Harachachuri is the name given to the sole chief of all the other beings of that planet. Such being chiefs also exist on every other planet where three-brain beings breed. On different planets, they are differently named, and on the Earth, such a chief is called a king. The only difference is that while everywhere else, even on the other planets of the same system, there is only one king for the whole planet, on your peculiar planet Earth, for each accidentally separated group of your favorites, there is a separate king, sometimes even several of them. Well, when I descended to the surface of the planet Saturn and began to mingle with the three-centered beings there, it chanced that on the day after my arrival, I had occasion to have a meeting with the Harachachuri himself. In the course of our exchange of subjective opinions, he invited me to stay in his own Harachuri, that is, his palace, for the whole of my sojourn on his planet. And this I did. So, my boy, once, while we were talking, simply according to the flow of associative being meditation, we happened to touch upon the question of the strange results that arise from the manifestations of the particularities of the omnipresent Okidano. The venerable Harachachuri of the planet Saturn mentioned that one of his learned subjects, by the name of Harchach, in order to study certain previously unexplained properties of that cosmic substance, had recently devised an exceedingly interesting apparatus, the chief demonstrating part of which he called Harchatzacha. And he offered to make the necessary arrangements, if I wished, to have this new invention shown to me with full explanations. The result was that the following day, escorted by one of the venerable Harachachuri's attendants, I went to the place of existence of Gonhur Harhar, and there, for the first time, I witnessed those novel experiments elucidating the omnipresent Okidano. Gonhur Harhar, who afterward, as I have already told you, became my essence friend, was then considered one of the foremost scientists among the ordinary three-brained beings of the whole universe. All his discoveries were widely known as were the apparatuses he had invented for his experiments. And on various other planets, other learned beings were making more and more use of them. Here it will do no harm to remark that I owe it entirely to his knowledge that I was later able to install in my observatory on the planet Mars that Tescuano, which enhanced the power of my sight and, as he said, increased the visibility of remote cosmic concentrations 7,285,000 times. The truth is, it was thanks to this Tescuano that my observatory was later regarded as one of the best installations of its kind in the whole universe. Most important of all, by means of this Tescuano, I was able, even while staying at home on Mars, to see and observe relatively easily the processes of existence taking place on those parts of the surface of other planets of that solar system, which, in accordance with the common cosmic harmonious movement, could be perceived by being sight at the given moment. When Gonahuaha was told who we were and why we had come, he came to meet us and very amicably began his explanations. Before going into this, perhaps I should warn you once and for all that my conversations with three-centered beings dwelling on the various planets of that solar system, where I was obliged to exist for the sins of my youth, as for instance the conversation with Gonahuaha, were all held in languages still unknown to you, whose consonances were sometimes quite indigestible by the normal being functions meant for this purpose. And so, my boy, I shall not repeat these conversations word for word, but simply give you their meaning in our language, continuing, of course, to use those terms and specific names, or rather those combinations of sounds produced by the being vocal cords of your favorites on the planet Earth, which, owing to their frequent repetition in my tales, have by now become familiar to you and easily understood. Ah, yes, it should be added here that the word Gonahur is used by the three-brained beings of the planet Saturn as a matter of courtesy. They put it in front of the name of the one they are addressing. It is the same with your favorites on the planet Earth, who have invented the custom of putting the word Mr., or sometimes a whole meaningless phrase, in front of the name of the person they are speaking to, which expresses a notion that our Honorable Mullah Nasiruddin characterizes in the saying, "Even so, there's more in it than in the wiseacring of an expert in monkey business."